Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he expects the federal government's Operation Metro Surge, which started in December, to end in his state in days.
I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude.
The Trump administration border czar Tom Homan saying the immigration crackdown in Minnesota is ending and that a significant drawdown already has begun. The more than 2 month surge of federal immigration officers in the state led to mass detentions and the shooting deaths of two Americans by federal officers. Homan on Thursday said the streets have been quieter.
We're seeing a notable decrease in unlawful agitator activity here in Minneapolis and overall throughout the state.
Federal officials say immigration sweeps in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area have led to the arrests of more than 4,000 people. Many of those taken into custody have no criminal record, and children and U.S. citizens have also been detained. I'm Donna Warder.
A new AP North Center poll finds about 6 in 10 adults believe President Trump has gone too far in sending federal immigration agents into cities. Investigators in Arizona are pleading with people to share home surveillance camera footage from specific dates leading up to the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie, the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie. Ann Adams is a neighbor.
They were just asking some general questions, wondering if there was anything, any information we could shed on the Nancy Guthrie issue. Wanted to look around the property and asked about cameras and such.
Guthrie was last seen almost 2 weeks ago. Home sales dropped in January, even as mortgage rates eased. Two Mexican Navy ships with humanitarian aid have arrived in Cuba as a U.S. blockade sparks an energy crisis on the island. Two Israelis have been charged with using classified military information to place bets on how future events will unfold. This is AP News. Russia attacked Ukrainian cities overnight.
As Ukraine's president accused Russia of dragging its feet on new U.S.-brokered peace talks. In a video address late on Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Washington is proposing talks next week in Miami or in Abu Dhabi, and that Russia was hesitating to attend. Russian presidential spokesperson Dmitry Peskov confirmed on Thursday that a second round of talks was expected to happen soon, but did not confirm the location. Zelensky has said that major disputes still block a deal, including issues of occupied land and security guarantees. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Air Force said on Thursday that Russia fired drones and missiles at Kyiv, Kharkiv, Dnipro, and Odessa, with reports of injuries and major heating outages in the capital. I'm Karen Shamas.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.